all they're going to be issuing now are IPv6 addresses. So this limited number that has exhausted is significant, because now any new business, anybody who wants to connect to the internet through a broadband connection, and they're just starting out, they're going to be speaking a totally separate language, and any information source they want to speak to that isn't capable of speaking that same language, i.e. IPv6, we have to make it so. And that's what the memo on September 20th and what the government's trying to do is all about.
And so, I think some people actually think domains, we're talking about, DorbeckInsider.com or something like that. That's not necessarily what we're talking about here. What we're talking about are all the numbers that lie behind that.
Correct. But DorbeckInsider.com has a V4 address behind it, I would assume, today. And that IPv4 address, which is a 4 octets, number, dot, number, dot, number, that number today can speak one language. We have to figure out how can DorbeckInsider.com also have an IPv6 address tied to it, so that if there's a user in Turkey, who I'm sure there are plenty all over the world who love to hit your website, want to speak and read what's on your information page, and he or she is an IPv6 host, he or she is using a computer or an operating system that is running IPv6 on it, okay? If you haven't configured DorbeckInsider.com to understand that language, then that person won't be able to see your website. And that's the essence of this. It's how do we make it so that DorbeckInsider.com, which is a public-facing site, can be reachable whether you're running the IPv6 protocol or the IPv4. And that's pretty darn significant when you talk about being open and transparent.
And so that's the big implication here for government, for agencies, is being able to exchange all that information, being able to continue doing business.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's to share the information, and you said it eloquently. If we don't make it, we will hit a point in time where certain folks throughout the United States and the world aren't able to access specific web or public-facing external sites. Access to information could be limited.
And so, and part of doing this, it reminds me of a little bit of the Y2K challenge, because you have to move all this stuff that was on this IPv4 backbone over to the new backbone. It all has to be done in a different way, right?
Correct. And it's a little bit different because it's not replacing one with another. This is like complementing. Most of the internet, as we all know, routers are the mechanisms that store and forward information. Routers have tables on them, as do the DNS, which are, again, there's the reason Doorbeck Insider, to use your example, is Doorbeck Insider versus a number, because people can remember it, right? So DNS, domain naming system, has behind all of its pretty picture front, which is, again, your name, DorbeckInsider.com, a list of numbers that say, hey, this is our IP address for this page. Well, you just need to add an IPv6 so that it can have 2 now versus 1. So it's, in other words, of taking the technical term is a single A record versus a quad A record, and a quad A record is V6. So you just need to have both. You just need to make your website available so that it can speak V4 and V6 versus replacing one with another. We're not looking for agencies, and that's the essence of the new USG initiative. It's not to replace and go native IPv6. It's really to say, make it so that our websites can speak both languages.
We're talking to Pete Cironis. He is senior advisor at the Energy Department, and he is the chairman of the Federal IPv6 Task Force and a Fed 100 winner. Congratulations, by the way.
Thanks again, Chris.
So talk a little bit about what agencies need to be doing. I know you just the IPv6 Task Force just met a couple weeks ago. Update us on what's going on. Are folks focused on this? Is the work getting done?
Well, a lot of work has been done. So every federal agency has met with the IPv6 Task Force, which is not just me. It's a number of other folks who are doing a great job. Jane Coffin from the NTIA, Sean Donnellan from DHS, bringing a TIC perspective and how that reflects with V6. We got Ron Boersma out at SPAWAR and DOD. We got Doug Montgomery, Stephen Nightingale from NIST. So we've got some really, really good people working on this task force. I haven't mentioned everybody, but those are some names that people should be proud of working on it. We've met with every agency at Mr. Kundra's direction from November through January. We found out the pain points, the challenges, and the issues that folks are facing. And what we've done is we prepared a brief for Vivek himself, who had me presented at the CIO Council in late January, and thought it went over well. He really liked the theme, and it was everything from CIOs being as engaged as they can with their transition managers, understanding what is due on 2012 as well as 2014. And then, more importantly, we have an opportunity this June, June 8th to be specific, which is being labeled World IPv6 Day for folks. It's a global trial to do what you and I were just talking about, which is the companies like Yahoo and Facebook and Google, Akamai, they're going to V6 enable their public-facing sites. They're going to do exactly what we just talked about. And it's a great opportunity for the U.S. government to take advantage of, whether it's energy.gov or DHS.gov or some top-level domain address that can be V6'd, if you will. And that could, we can play into this effort to say, hey, it's time, and industry's doing it. The government should be a part of it. So agencies are getting geared up for that. By April, they're submitting a number of these URLs or websites that they want to enable with the V6 protocol. And so there's some milestones that are due before 2012. But there's definitely, you know, a lot of questions are being asked, but we're doing our part on the task force to facilitate this exchange of information to make sure folks are as primed and ready to do it. It's going to vary from agency to agency, but they have been very open and anonymized, if you will. We've anonymized the folks, but there is some concern within the agencies that some CIOs aren't taking it seriously enough, or they think that the internet's not going to break. I don't need to concern myself with this right now. It isn't Y2K.
Right. And part of the challenge, one of the thing about Y2K is there was a deadline you had to meet. The people, I don't think, have the same kind of urgency because there's not the same kind of deadline. It's not like if I miss this, okay, what happens?
Right. It's not like the internet will not stop working. Y2K systems were going to stop working because of a date change. But you're right. You're absolutely right. We shouldn't take that point of view, obviously, when we, as you discussed at the outset, that the rest of the world is moving to a V6 native environment. And again, this has been the pitch all along. The federal government needs to progressively move towards that state.
And so how do you encourage folks that this is important to keep this on their agenda? I mean, folks always have, your plate's always full. So how do you keep this and let them know that this is important and that it's something you need to be focusing on?
Well, it's like anything else. It's an it could be viewed as an infrastructure initiative, much like we're doing with data center consolidation or what we're doing with HSPD-12. Or if we're going to the cloud or worrying about ICAM or we're worried about TIC, all these initiatives that for whatever reason seem to have a little more glamour and swagger to them. V6 is that enabling infrastructure initiative that will make a lot of that happen. If we're going to trust the companies that can provide cloud services, if we're going to trust the internet connection or the trusted internet connection, it's all rooted in IP. It's rooted in the internet protocol, and we have to take the IPv6 effort as serious, if not more so that it will enable these other successful implementations. And that's this next generation digital infrastructure. So however it gets marketed or branded, and we do our best on the task force to try to make it important to folks who aren't evangelizing V6, if they just simply think, you know, Mr. Kunder's 25 points talk a lot about myth busting and next generation paradigm shifts and how we think about, you know, not only the cloud but doing business. The internet is the common theme. The internet is the conduit that will take us there, and that's why V6 should be on everybody's roadmap, on everybody's agenda to migrate and modernize as well.